Now at Felixstowe Radio, we are beginning another round of looking for new presenters to come and join us here at Felixstowe Radio. Unpaid job, but it is great fun. And why should we do it? Well, let's talk to a bloke who last year, around about this time last year, he had got no idea that he was going to be a radio star. Jamie Versey, hello, how are you?
Morning, I'm brilliant, Rob, thank you.
It's true, this time last year, you were doing your job, aren't you? Like most people, got a full-time job, and you'd got no intention of going into radio, had you?
No, none at all, none whatsoever.
So let's talk about how it happened, because you dabbled in the media a bit with podcasts and stuff, didn't you, at the time?
I did, yes. I wanted to do it for a little while, and I thought, why not? You know, lockdown after lockdown, got bored, so I started playing around with it. And yeah, this time last year, I recorded a podcast with Sam Phillips, who does the Dirty Dip stuff, and that sort of escalated. Done another couple, done one with the Danes brothers at Felixstowe Walton, and my old mate Dave Ablett, who was involved with Facts at the time. So I've done them three. And
how did you do it though? I mean, you're recording at home. What sort of equipment have you got there? I mean, you don't need lots of expensive stuff, do you?
No, you don't. I'm lucky enough to have an iPad through my work, so I had an iPad. So I just purchased an external microphone for that, and done the first lot of recordings just on my iPad.
And it was good enough, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was simple. I just press go, talked, press stop. Upload, easy.
Now, one problem you don't have is talking, because you can talk, can't you? That's not being rude, but I could say talk for a minute on anything, and you would do. So, what got you? I can see how you got into it. You just try it, but what helps you progress then in your podcasting? Because you've developed it quite further now, haven't you? You've got quite a series of them.
Yeah, Well, it's easy. I don't have to leave my house. And apart from buying the odd microphone here and there, it's free.
Mm.
And as you say, I do like to talk. And in the old days when we used to float about pub to pub to pub to pub, I could walk into any pub in any town or any city, and within 5 minutes I'm involved in a conversation with somebody.
I can believe that. And to be frank, you know a lot of people in the Felixstowe area, don't you? People know you, so you've got contact. You're a very social animal, you are.
Yeah, I think I am, yeah. I am. My wife stopped coming shopping with me at times, because we'd go to a supermarket just to pick up three or four items. 2 hours later, we come out, just because every aisle people would stop for a chat.
That's what it used to be like when I was a little boy, about three or four, and you'd go shopping with your mum and she'd stop, talk to everybody. You're that person, are you? Chat to everybody.
I am, yes. And my little nephew, Matthew, he once said to his mum, he said, Mum, why is Uncle Jamie famous like Jamie Oliver? And she says, he's not Matthew. Well, how come every time we go out, everyone stops to talk to him?
Okay, so that's that. And then I don't know how you came on my show on the radio. What was it? What were we talking about? There was a special subject. I don't know. I can't remember now. You just suddenly appeared.
Well, yeah, you put a message on Facebook talking about people want to get involved in radio. And I'd done the podcast. So I messaged you and you said I should come along. And you said you'd heard the podcast and you said that you could work with me. So I came along and we had a chat, and I was just your guest, and we were just talking about my weight loss and my comics and my music, and yeah, we were just chatting about all sorts. And you said to me, would you fancy having to go in front of the mic? And I said, oh yes. So I did, and
didn't take much persuasion, did it? I got thrown out my chair, put to one side. But to be honest, was it nerve-wracking behind the mic?
Oh yeah, don't get me wrong, I'm quite a nerveless person, but I tell you what, the first two or three shows I was shaking.
Yeah.
But you know, there was somebody there who's a bit of a broadcasting legend who saw me through it and give me pointers in the right direction, Rob.
That's what most stations do. We're there to help you through, and does it take a special person to do it, or could, do you think anybody could do it? Someone listening today, they're in the same position as you were last year. You're at home, or maybe they're out of work. Could anybody do a radio show, you think?
Anybody at all, as long as I can speak.
Yeah,
that's all they need. And it just confidence grows and grows and grows, and the next thing you're 6 months in, and all you're thinking about is, I want to do another radio show, I want to do another radio show.
Tell me about when you finished your first show and you came off air, and you go, how were you feeling then when you came out of the studio?
To be perfectly honest, I was really glad that first hour was over. I was like, yes, that's done. But then the more I'd done it, the next two or three, I was like, yeah, that was brilliant, that was fantastic. And you don't realise how much power you have. Your words have power, and you have to think about what you're saying, who you're saying it to, because you've got an audience that a lot of the time you don't know the audience, and so you do have to be very careful of how you present yourself as well. Mm. So it's taught me a little bit more about myself as well, and I've taught myself a little bit more self-control as well. Some people who listen to this thing and you've got no self-control, Jamie, but I've learned it in the last 6 months.
We've had no effing and blinding yet, so far I've kept my eye open. But you do need a plan, don't you, before you go on air? And we went through program planning, how to do it. You are meticulous, absolutely meticulous when you're program planning to the last minute, aren't you? But you make it sound casual.
Yeah, but what I do, I pre-plan my playlist, and I work out how long each song, then I know how much time I've got to speak in between songs. Yeah, people who know me know that I love a spreadsheet, so... Yeah.
So you never had a situation where you dry up and you're thinking, oh, what can I say next? You always got something to pick up on.
Yep. There's been a couple of times where I've not quite pressed the correct button and things go awry.
Yep.
But it's always got a backup plan because you need it. So. I've got to ask you,
what's been your biggest mistake so far? Come on, we're not going to judge you on it. What's the worst thing you've done?
Not put people's microphones up.
Oh yes, you talk to them, and we can. You do need to check your equipment. It's like going in your car, and you need to check your oil and your washer and your windscreen wipers, don't you? You need to do that.
Yes, it's because it's a little bit technical. There's buttons you've got to slide up, and sometimes I get so engrossed in what I'm doing and so engrossed in the music. I'm like, I've forgotten to slide the microphone up. Mm. But luckily, one guest I had, Mr. Craig Wiggins, he's so loud, no one noticed.
Mm. do you have any trouble getting guests in? I mean, it's almost like being invited onto the Wogan Show when you come on Verso's Home Run. People just say, yeah, all the time, don't they?
Yes, I haven't. Some weeks I don't have guests, so I sort of concentrate a little bit more on the music, and it all depends on the balance of work life and the radio, and sometimes I don't have much personal time to sort things out, so then I just fall back and do a music show.
Yep.
But no, when I ask people, they come on, and I'm a bit like you. I look around Facebook to see who's doing what and see if there's anything topical I can jump on, and people actually stop me and say, why, like my uncle, he said, you've had my mate on, why haven't you had me on? Mm. So I got my uncle on when we done the Beatles special. So yeah, people are coming up to me and saying, when can I come on your radio show?
Isn't half of Felixstowe related to you anyway, so it's going to be a lot of family on.
it feels like that sometimes.
So you've got a full-time job, obviously. Does it take up much of your time? I mean, all right, you want to come in, you come in for an hour, so you're probably in the station about 2 hours each week, aren't you? What about preparation time? Do you do too much, or how much would you need to do to do an hour radio show, do you think?
Because I'm probably more methodical than some. I probably spend longer on it than others do, but then I haven't spoken to everyone to know exactly what they do. Like when I've done the Bob Dylan special, I probably spent 6 or 7 hours prepping that.
That's too much, but I do the same, but it's too much.
Yes, but when I love Bob Dylan, 6 or 7 hours listening to Bob Dylan is perfect.
Yeah, I know you, but it is when you're doing your research. It's like going down a rabbit hole.
It probably isn't, but like when I done a Neighbours special, and I loved putting that together because I done some offline interviews and then cut them all together and things like that. So I was doing a bit more of a technical episode to me, and I was learning a bit more because I was doing sort of outside broadcasts on my phone and speaking to people and paping it all together. So that one took it a bit.
Oh, there's a skill we're going to pick up on. We need more of that. What's it done for you coming into radio? I mean, you're already in the media, but it's taken you into a completely new direction. How's it made you feel?
It's made me feel good. I don't have a lot of negativity about me, but sometimes, you know, like with lockdown, I was getting a bit. But this has sort of perked me up again. It's given me another lease. You know, it's made me, and I've got something else to put my teeth into because I'm an all or nothing person. So when I'm involved in something, something on there, and it's great because as I say, it's 2 hours a week in the studio, couple of hours at home, not a problem.
You can do it on your lap, can't you, when you're having your tea? Now we've got two new trainees today. We've got Sam and Liam on this afternoon, and it's probably their second. What advice would you give to them and to anybody else who's listening who's thinking of, yeah, we'd like to give it a try. If Jamie can do it, we can do it. What advice would you give them?
Just be yourself. Don't pretend to be anything else. Don't copy anyone else. Just keep being yourself. Just be natural. Let it flow. And if anything goes awry, don't panic. Just smile and move on to something else.
Because it will go awry, won't it? It does. It happens. Yeah. It's bound to. It's bound to happen. By the way, we've got to just thank you for that. I mean, we're going to try and encourage more people to come forward, and maybe you can train them in the technical things. We'll see. Congratulations, you've received an award in your job. Tell me a little bit about your full-time job, your money earner.
Yes, I work for GB Rail Freight, and I'm intermodal support manager. I've been with the company 10 years. And part of my job is to get new people in off the street, train them up into the ways of the railway and see them progress through the company into bigger and better roles. And I've been recognised for that by the Rail Freight Group. And on September the 8th, I'm going to some posh hotel in Hemel Hempstead, and I've been nominated for special individual contribution to the railway.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if I've won yet, but hopefully.
A nomination's good enough, isn't it? Have you got a posh hat? You're wearing a fancy frock, are you?
Yes, I'll be going to Coase next week and getting fitted up for a diggy bow and stuff.
Keep it local. Jamie, when are you next on? Next Thursday, isn't it?
Next Thursday, yes.
Hey, my guest is
Lee Hunt, who's he's a fellow presenter, and he does the travel show, so he's going to stay on Thursday, and we're going to have a little chat so people can actually get to meet the presenter rather than, from the other side of the microphone.
And Lee is another example, another new presenter, and he's got a full-time job. He's an award-winning travel agent. He runs Stephen Travel, and he approached us and we said, well, let's have a travel show. So we're looking for more shows, more content, more ideas, things that the mainstream radio stations aren't able to do anymore. We're ready for it, aren't we?
We are.
All right, this award thing, does that mean you've got to have a day off?
Yes, unfortunately, something to cover me.
No, cancel it. You can't go for the award, cancel it. Jamie Versey, take care. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you, Rob.